I'd like to veer off real quick and talk about our structure of our worship department, and then maybe go into this. So someone remember that point, building teams. Okay, so veer off over here. Jen and I oversee all the anything worship related in the church, you know, with the schools and the label, all that kind of stuff. But we're focused on the worship leaders, like she was talking about, once a month. And the way we structure it is we have band leaders. Real quick, if you're a bass player, there's a bass band leader that's in charge of all the bass players, and so on with the different instrument groups. And their role is to schedule and then also to meet with them and critique them and give them pointers on how to get better. And that seems to work really well. I wouldn't say it's flawless, you know. You want to find people that naturally lead, you know. And so sometimes, you know, your best guitar player might not be the best leader. You know, we're fortunate. Our best guitar player is a really good leader. So, you know, one of the main things that I feel like we're learning is that, you know, if you don't like messes, don't have kids, right? How many have kids? If you don't like messes and things, you know, unorganized and tight, then don't have kids. Same thing with ministry. You know, if you're gonna jump off, if you're on a train and that's the ministry, and you're gonna jump off because it gets messy and because stuff happens, you might as well not even sign up. But learning how to stay on the train and through the mess, and learn that, you know, nothing we're telling you here is easy. Nothing you guys are doing, you guys know, it's nothing's easy. You know, Chris said, he jokes around about this when he came on staff at the church. He says, man, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be able to read and pray, and it's going to be so easy. And then, and 1 month into it, I think he leaned over to you. He's like, wow, this is a lot different than I thought, you know, because we're dealing with people, and we're dealing with not just people, we're dealing with people's spiritual gift, you know, and their talent. And so it's really tricky. And I say, like, the tighter you can get it as a community, when we started meeting with the worship leaders, you know, and we set a structure in place, that's when we really start seeing things grow in the right ways. It's easy to grow, guys, at a place like Bethel. It's easy to grow. I think, let me open this up here. I wrote this down while they were talking. Take your time building quality instead of spending your time becoming famous. And it's easy for us here at Bethel to get a bunch of people. That's not hard, you know. It's easy to sell out and do different things and hire musicians in your worship teams that are professional musicians and pay them and do whatnot. But I would say take a step back and really take your time. We got a long time to live, and God's not gonna miss your season, you know.